Blog Talk Radio.
Saints, this is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I am truly glad to be with you again today. It's an honor. Amen. I want to pray before I get into the message. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Saints, again, I have to tell you that we are truly in the last days. And no man that knows the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming back. But he's coming back for his bride. And we as the bride of Christ need to be ready. I offer an offering up to you in reference to repentance for your sins and acknowledging Jesus as your Lord and Savior and accepting him because with what's getting ready to come on the earth at my age, I'm 60, we might not live to see it, you know, at my age, but the next generation might have to encounter some very grave issues more than what we are going through. The economy and the global recession is just a part of the start of the apocalypse, and I've spoken to you in reference to that. And we can't change what God is doing, and I'm glad he's doing a work, amen, for us because Satan had corrupted the whole earth with his wickedness. All kind of sin is upon the earth. Not only is the government corrupt in many areas because of what Satan has tried to do to the entire world, but homes and families and lives are being affected. You hear more about slavery, child slavery, and selling children to do things that they shouldn't do with their bodies, and how people are just gone crazy using drugs and alcohol trying to resolve problems and issues that they cannot resolve. How adultery is just spreaded so bad in marriages until you marry 1 year and 6 months later you've gotten a divorce and have spent maybe $30,000 or $40,000 on a wedding. So you're going to have to turn to Christ. You're going to have to turn to God. Amen. Because they are the answer. Jesus is the answer. His blood cleanses us from all manner of sin and disease. But we first must have a repentant heart. And then we need the Holy Spirit. He is the one that guides us and teaches us into all truth. He's our paraclete. He is our in between Jesus and Jesus go in and mediate for us with the Father God. He prays and talks to God about us and our issues and situations. It's a sad thing if you look at not only the global recession, but if you look at these issues, then you'll say, yeah, this lady is speaking the truth, and we truly need to turn our plates down fast and seek the Lord. Because when Christ comes, I want to be ready, you know. And I say that in all essence. I've had the chance to live in hell. I've seen what demons look like. I've seen what demons do. I've seen all kinds of demons. I've seen lust demons. I've seen racial prejudice demons. I've seen this one that would head up over it as far as racial prejudice concerned. And one day I asked him, I say, you can stop prejudice in the world. I said, why don't you stop it? And he looked at me and told me he wasn't going to do anything. So these demons are regimental. They are strategic, and they are out to kill, steal, and destroy. They work for Satan, and Satan has one mind to try to overthrow God and his will. It would have been better if Satan would have just stopped his wicked ways before he even started trying to fight against God, because nobody can defeat God nor his will. God is a gracious God. He's a God of mercy, but love, and he's a God of compassion, but he's also a God of wrath. He will repay. He said vengeance is his. And this morning in a dream, I saw a woman walking on a dirt road, and I walked up to her, and I say, let me walk with you. And it was about 9 o'clock in the morning in the dream. But the morning itself literally began to, it was darkened. It looked like 9 p.m. in the evening. And as we were walking, she began to talk, and I said, look at the morning looked like it's evening. And I said, you know, it was such a great change in the sky. And she said, yes, yeah, she said, and we're nearing the end. We are really nearing the end. And then last week I had a dream, and this dream was in reference to Bin Laden and his hatred for America. And in the dream, it spoke about Bin Laden Jr. Coming against Barack Obama Jr. And Barack Obama doesn't have a son. So what God explained to me the dream about was that there was two nations, amen, and one nation was against the next nation. And America, I have warned America for many years. I've written to President Bush and told him about the various dreams I've had. And America have to always be on defense to protect themselves because of what these foreigners are trying to do. The Muslims don't want Christianity in any a nation to be spoken of, and every Christian that's over in the Muslim country, they're taking and killing them out even today. And if you listen at Jay Sekulow, he will give you some vital information on how the Muslims are literally trying to destroy all Christianity and the belief of the Christians. But God, amen, is our only source. So we need Christians to stand up for what's right and not be fearful of the things that are getting ready to come on the earth and turn their backs on God. And then God spoke to me in the book of Isaiah, amen. That was Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, praise God. And he told me about how he's really upset, amen, in essence, with the pastors and some of the prophets that have led his flock astray. Instead of us teaching on how to build up the spirit man, one of the things that we have done is literally sought to build up the flesh, how to entertain marriage, how to entertain this, and how to do all kind of programs and stuff in the church instead of laying before the Lord, fasting and praying and seek the Lord, amen, for instructions and being developed in the spirit man. Satan wants the soulish realm of man, and he don't care how he gets it, and he don't care how he destroys it. And once he destroys the soul, then he has the spirit. And I'm telling you, I have seen hell, and I've been amongst demons, and I've seen what they can do to a body. Cancer, amen, is caused by demons. AIDS are caused by demons. They are demonic spirits. And if you look in the third world nations, over in those countries, you'll see what demons are actually in operation, and you can see their activities visibly. America has not gotten so full of demons, but they are in existence in America, and we can't see them with the natural eye, but we have to have a spiritual discernment to see these things, and these things will harm you. They don't play. They don't play. They will yoke you up, and they will kill you. But I left off speaking to you about the Antichrist, amen, on last week, and it was coming out of Ezekiel, the 17th chapter, starting at the 1st to the 24th verse. And it says, Son of man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable unto the house of Israel. Amen. And I left off in the teaching of that. Amen. Because of the Antichrist and what he's getting ready to do, Israel will be affected as well as the entire world. And one of the things that Satan wanted to do was weaken America and set America to be one of the weakest nations instead of the strongest nations, because he felt that if he could weaken America, then he could weaken the whole entire world. Amen. And that would give him more accessibility to go in and do the wickedness that he wanted to do to Israel. Israel should never have sold any land or given up any land or did anything to make agreements with the Arabs, the Muslims, in any kind of way to forfeit their lands and their rights. God had given them this land way back in Moses' time, amen, and told Father Abraham what he was going to do. So we need to understand that the grace of God and the mercy and the love that God has for Israel, we need to have the same love for them as well. And I'm going to start at the 5th verse. He took also the seed of the land and planted it in a fruitful field, and he placed it by great waters and set it as a willow tree. And it grew and became a spreading vine of low stature, whose branches toward him, and the roots thereof were under him. So it became a vine and brought forth branches and shot forth sprigs. There was also another great eagle with great wings and many feathers. And behold, this vine did bend her roots toward him and shot forth her branches toward him, that he might water it by the furrows of her plantation. It was planted in a good soil by great waters, that it might bring forth branches and that it might bear fruits, that it might be a goodly vine. Say thou, thus saith the Lord God, shall it prosper? Shall he not pull up the roots thereof and cut off the fruit thereof, that it wither? It shall wither in all the leaves of her springs. Hallelujah. Even without great power of many people to pluck it up by the roots thereof. Yea, behold, being planted, shall it prosper? Shall it not utterly wither? Then, the Bible said, when the east winds touch it, thank you, Jesus, it shall wither in the furrow where it grew. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, say now to the rebellious house, know ye not what these things mean? Behold, he's telling them, tell them, behold, the king of Babylon is come to Jerusalem and had taken the kings thereof and the prince thereof and led them with him to Babylon. This is the Antichrist, and what he's going to do, he's going to take the leader, the king of Israel, and lead him away into Babylon. And Mistress Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth, is Lebanon. That's the first place where you will hear about the Antichrist coming from. And not only that, but they will try to literally, amen, set up camp as far as the economy there. Amen. And I've spoken to you about that. And so we need to know that end time prophecy is true and the word of God must go on. Saints, we need to be able to stand up for Christ. And may the Lord add a blessing to the word. Have a great day.